Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to CJRO Radio Local News. On Tuesday, October 28th, councillors Catherine Kids, David Brown and Isabel Skalski will host a budget consultation focusing on rural issues. City staff will also be on hand for a presentation and to answer any questions you might have. The consultation starts at 7 p.m. at the Osgood Community Centre at 5660 Osgood Main Street. Ottawa Public Health encourages private well owners to get their water tested every spring, summer, and fall, even if it looks, tastes, and smells fine. Well water can contain harmful bacteria that causes stomach cramps, diarrhea, and other health concerns. The more samples you have tested, the more confident you can be about the quality of the water you are drinking. In addition to regularly testing well water, owners should inspect their well at least once a year to make sure it is free from damage and in good working condition. There are several locations in the southeast rural areas of Ottawa where you can drop off well water samples. For a detailed map and drop-off time schedule, consult the Ottawa Public Health webpage. Public Health Ontario laboratories test for the indicators of bacterial contamination like coliforms and E. coli. Moreover, community members can access the new Public Health Ontario online water testing portal. The online water testing portal provides a streamlined way to electronically submit your requisite and access your online report. Collect your sample, submit your information online, drop off your sample, and access your online report. The municipality of Castleman is looking to hire volunteer firefighters. Be part of the squad and join a team of men and women dedicated to protecting their families, neighbors, and fellow residents of Castleman. They respond to various calls like fires, accidents, medical emergencies, and more. There will be an information session on Wednesday, October 29th at 7 p.m. at the Gear Community Hall at 758 Brebeuf in Castleman. For everyone interested, the application deadline is Friday, November 7th at 8 a.m. On October 22nd, paving began on Notre Dame Street in Embrun between Jeanne d'Arc Street and La Palme Street and will continue until completed. This work is one of the final steps for this section of the road, phase one of this multi-year storm sewers replacement project. Alternating lanes will remain in effect. Please expect delays and plan an alternate route if possible. All businesses in the area remain open and ready to serve you. For more information on the project, consult the Russell Township website at russell.ca. On Saturday, November 1st, Good Art Community Altruism will hold the Heart and Art event in Embrun. Whether you are a parent of a child with a disability, an adult caring for an aging parent, a spouse, or any other type of caregiver, you're welcome here. This event is a welcoming and supportive space for caregivers to express themselves through art, connect with others, and rediscover the joy of creativity. Everything you'll need will be supplied, and if you prefer, bring your own ongoing project. The event is free, but spots are limited. To sign up, visit altruismgoodart.org. The annual German Christmas Market will take place from November 14th to November 16th at the Maple Leaf Almrauch Club in Karlsbad Springs. More than 25 vendors will be present. You would also have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful German meal, great beer and Glühwein. There will be takeout available in the main entrance or you can grab a quick bite at the Wursthut outside. Santa Claus will be back again. For Santa's visiting hours and the market opening hours, check out the club website at mlac.ca. CJRO Radio will broadcast a series of games from the Embrun Junior B Panthers hockey team on the following days: November 2nd, 1:30 p.m., November 7th, 8 p.m., November 14th, 8 p.m., November 30th, 1:30 p.m., December 5th, 8 p.m., December 12th, 8 p.m., December 19th, 8 p.m., January 4th at 1:30 p.m., January 9th at 8 p.m., February 1st at 1:30 p.m., and February 13th at 8 p.m. For more information on the Embrun Panthers team, check out their website at embrunpanthers.ca. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscjro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cjroradio.com for the latest news. Have a fun and safe Halloween. Goodbye.